This is St. Louis Public Radio. Many people use karaoke as a way to feel like a professional singer for a few minutes. Kim Massey used it to become one. The St. Louis area native was a nurse's aide outside Cleveland when she started winning karaoke competitions. She returned to St. Louis at age 40 and decided to try to become a full-time singer. She succeeded. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports, Kim Massey has made herself a fixture on the St. Louis music scene through hard work and an expansive musical taste.
The word diva can have a negative edge to it, but singer Kim Massey assumes the title with pride. Her website declares her the St. Louis Diva. She's earned that status, largely from playing weekly residencies for more than 20 years. Massey is an interpreter of songs, not a songwriter, and the key to her style is variety. Her catalog ranges from songs by Ike and Tina Turner to the Beatles. River deep, mountain high, yeah, yeah, yeah. If I lost you, would I cry? Oh, darling, please believe me. I'll never do you no harm.
I don't like being pigeonholed into or stereotyped. You know, you see this black woman, so you're thinking gospel or jazz or blues, something like that. Okay, yeah, but I'm much more. And that's what keeps me working.
And work she does. Massey has anchored her presence on the scene with engagements like her epic reign at Beale on Broadway. She played there every week for 18 years. Growing up, Massey sang in the black church and listened to classic rock on the radio. She loved singing, but didn't consider it for a career. When she started entering karaoke contests, the positive response from audiences made her think, maybe she could sing full time.
At first, I was amazed at how people would listen to me. It was awesome. I was an introvert, but the music is what allowed me to be free.
She also felt liberated by the deep repertoire.
And here I could sing anything. I mean, anything with whatever he had, I could sing this. I'm like, oh my, ooh. It wasn't just gospel music. It was everything else. It gave me that opportunity to be heard.
Nowadays, she plays a tribute to women in rock that includes songs by Pat Benatar and Eurythmics.
Come on, hear me with your best shot. Hear me with your best shot.
She'll debut a tribute show to sophisticated rockers Steely Dan on Saturday at Atomic Cowboy. With tenacity and talent, Massey made herself into a professional singer. Fans sometimes give her gifts, and one year she bought a car with the tips she'd saved. But the freelance life can bring a punishing workload. This spring, she had serious bouts with pneumonia and sepsis, but was determined to get back on stage. A few years ago, she had surgery on her thyroid.
10 days after that surgery, I sang. And, you know, my family's a little concerned, but I'm like, you know, I have to get back out here. Because the worst thing about doing what we do is the phone stops ringing. When the phone stops ringing, it affects your pocket.
Beale on Broadway closed this year. That was a hit to her income, but she recently started two new residencies, Sundays at Broadway Oyster Bar and Wednesdays at Jazzy 159 in Fairview Heights. Her continued success inspired her to amend her personal motto.
I had a business card that read, keep in touch with your dream, right? And then I had to change it to living the dream I've kept in touch with.
Living the dream doesn't mean having it easy, but it does mean that the woman who just wanted to be heard gets to keep thrilling fans as the St. Louis Diva. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.